Prendeville Show on Red FM.
Conversation that matters.
Be part of the conversation. Pick up the phone on 0818 104 106. Just back to the Irish tricolour. Coleman, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Belated Happy New Year to you and all at Red FM. But anyway,
thank you.
Neil, I was in Northern Ireland there, there was a Flags and Emblems Act brought in 1954, which made it a criminal offence to interfere with the Union Jack, and it was also illegal to fly the tricolour. That was rescinded in 1987. So from 1954 to 1987, it was illegal to fly the tricolour in Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Now,
depressing, right? Depressing. Hmm? That's depressing.
It is, because, I mean, when the Free State came into existence, there was 500,000 Catholics in Northern Ireland that time, you know what I mean? So, and there's a lot of Irish citizens there as well, like, you know, that have Irish passports.
So right up to date then. Where were you drive for a living? So go on.
Well, you see, there's tricolours all over the housing estates in Northern Ireland, and the British government don't take them down. It's, you know, especially in the border areas. And even if you go to, I was actually driving there when you were talking to John. I think it was last Wednesday, and you know, I was thinking as I was driving, and I went through Clonmel, and at the Bulmers factory there, they had the tricolour up, and they had the EU flag up. And then I went into Carrigan Shore, and I went to past the Ignatius Rice Secondary School, and in Carrigan Shore, and they had the tricolour up. And like, my point there to Vivian is, like, just because you have the tricolour up doesn't mean that you have anything against people from any other country, you know. And say, just for instance, if you go to the States, like, just because you fly the EU flag, like, you know, that doesn't mean that you have anything against anybody from the United States. You know what I'm saying? Or just if you fly the Irish flag outside the company, that doesn't mean that you have anything against people from any other country walking there or anything like that. You know what I mean?
I know. I can understand I can understand the importance of having the tricolour from public buildings. To be honest with you, I haven't been looking at schools and colleges to see if they're flying tricolours, whether that's the norm or not. But one would expect it from, say, for instance, City Hall or County Hall or anything like that. But it's about on poles, you know, numerous ones on poles, and some regard it as being a racist act of aggression.
Right. Well, if you go, say, to, for instance, to Cork City Hall, okay. No, my bank is inside in the South Mall, okay? And they had a caption inside in the South Mall of the City Hall, right? And I said to the man at the door, I said, what building is that? And he said to me, Coleman, come on now. He said, you're kidding me. I said, no, I said, I'm serious. I said, what building is that? He said, that's just across the water there. He said, that's the City Hall. And I said, what flag is up in that? He said, the Ukrainian flag. So I said, how's that? Like, how could that be the City Hall? But the point is that since you were talking about that there back in the time there, and since then you can see the tricolour from both sides of the City Hall. But before you couldn't. You could only see it from the front of the building.
I think they got a bit of a rude awakening there. That was the case, and there was some criticism, and I got criticism on the air about it. That it was it was at one side of the building, but not the other. So, which means that it wasn't necessarily viewable to people. Now they must have fixed all of that.
The point about that was that there was other flags, like, you know, I have nothing against people from Ukraine. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying.
Well, I can recall at the time it was the gay pride flag that was visible to all, and the tricolour was around the corner. So I think that any side of where the City Hall is, the tricolour should be viewable. But anyway, no, I mean, I hear what you're saying. You know, I really do. That, but it was when 60 or 70 or 80 would appear in areas of the city here or in Dublin, that it was deemed to be like a racist slight against people who came to Ireland, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, you know, the thing about people coming to Ireland, if you just want to go back to your last corner there, like, you know, there was a former British Prime Minister not too long ago, and he said, the Rwanda plan is working, he said, they're all going to Ireland now. So the point is that we're all in this together. You know what I mean? Because he did not distinguish between what parts of Ireland he was talking about. You know, and if you go to, you talked there about border controls, your last speaker there. And like the British border controls, in the not too distant past, got a bonus from the British government. Now, there's not many civil servants get a bonus from the British government. And it definitely wasn't far the amount of boats that they stopped crossing the English Channel. But on a reciprocal side of that, where the D-Day landings were in Dunkirk, the French are turning a blind eye as well to the crossings from there.
Okay, because they're leaving their jurisdiction and they're happy with that. Okay, I'm out of time this side of 11, but in your opinion, flying the tricolour or even numerous ones is not a racist act, it's a patriotic one.
For sure.
Okay, thanks, Colin. I should say Coleman. The Neil Prendeville Show on Red FM.